Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. Are you kids already? Are you nervous? What are you being nervous for? You already went your confession. That was the hard part, don't you think? Today you just get to receive Jesus. Huh? Now, did you listen to the gospel today? What were they having for breakfast there? Do you remember? Fish. Isn't that disgusting? Who wants fish for breakfast? Anybody? No, that's disgusting, if you ask me. I hope you don't have to eat that in heaven. That's all I say. That ain't what I want to eat forever in heaven. But anyway, he gave him some fish. And then he got into a dialogue with St. Peter. And what did he ask St. Peter? Do you know? Do you love me? Huh? Now, this is my mother had this made for me when I was ordained 30 years ago. Way, way before you were born. And it has right on here, feed my sheep. And if you notice in the center is Jesus holding the lamb real close to himself. And that's what Jesus wants to do with you today, because you're his sheep and he always embraces you in love. And so, but the question always is the same. He asked Peter, and today he asks you, do you love me? And what's your answer? Yes. Of course I love you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. You see, this isn't just some ritual you're going to go through today. You just don't get to receive your first communion. Ooh. You get to respond to Jesus and tell him that you love him. Even today when we do the consecration, when we change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus, he'll say, do this in what? Do you know? In memory of me. So what he's saying is, this isn't just some ritual. This is a relationship. Remember me. Love me. Let me embrace you. So every time you go to communion, whether you're how old now? How old are you guys now? 7? 8? Holy cow, 9. Wow, yins are old. You had to wait a while, huh? And so, 8, 7, 8, 9. Well, even when you get old like me at 59 years old, it's still the same call that Jesus every day or every week wants you to remember him. And every time you come to Mass, you're saying, Jesus, I remember you. Jesus, I love you. That's always what this is about. Every time you come to Mass, you're saying, Jesus, I remember you. Jesus, I love you. So it's not about, you know, I have to go to Mass because, you know, I don't want to go to hell, or I have to go to Mass, or I don't like to go to Mass. It's just I go to Mass because here is where I tell Jesus I love him and where he loves me. And I say, Jesus, what's most important to me is I remember you. And I'll always remember you, Jesus. Remember, that's always what he calls us to. But then after Jesus asked the question, do you love me, what does he say to Peter then 3 times? After he says, do you love me? Yes, and then he says, what? If you love me, do what? Feed my sheep. Now what that means, of course, is feed people with the Eucharist. So the first thing that happens to you today is you're going to be fed because you're his sheep, and he will give you what when you go to communion today? His body and blood, right? Now, do you ever see up here, if you take a look, way up here, way above the tabernacle is here, and above the tabernacle is the cross with the angels, and right above that is what? Do you know, any of you kids? What's the image right there? It's a bird. Anybody know what kind of bird it is? What? It's a pelican, yes. And what does the pelican do? This is the most important reality. And that's why it's the center of our altar, the very, very center. What does the pelican do? Do you know? What's the tradition of the pelican? When the pelican, when its children have nothing left to eat and its babies are dying, the pelican pulls out pieces of her own flesh, the mother pelican, and she feeds her babies, and then she dies. That's what Jesus does for you. That this Mass today, and every time you go to Mass, every time you go to communion, Jesus gives his life for you. He says, I love you so much that I will give you everything. I'll give up my life just to be with you. And so that's why it's so important that when we come to Mass, we're saying, Jesus, I remember you. Jesus, I love you because you loved me so much, Jesus, that you gave up your life to feed me. And that's why when you come to Mass, you're saying, it matters to me. It matters to me that you gave up your life for me. There's nothing more important. Because what if someone gave up their life for you and you say, I don't care. I have more important things to do with my life. I'm very busy, you know. And he goes, oh, I'm just waiting for you and I love you. And I'll die for you just to come to be with me. So always know that every time you go to Mass, Jesus dies for you to prove to you that he loves you. Right? And you're saying, Jesus, I love you and I remember you. Jesus, I love you and I remember you, no matter how old you get. But then we got to remember that when he told Peter to feed my sheep, that means, Peter, this isn't about you. It's about taking care of others. And if you can learn anything, that when you come to church, it's not just about you receiving Jesus, but after you receive Jesus, that you go forth from this place now and you take care of others. And you can do that even at 7, 8, or 9 years old, right? So tell me how you can put other people first in your life. Give me some examples. At home first. Just any example at all. Yes. Helping people when they need help. Yes. And how could you do that at home? What's that? Cooking. Oh, that'd be a good thing. You can cook. Can you cook already? Wow, good job. You have to come cook for me then. There you go. What else can you do? Do chores, and you do them out of love instead of complaining about it. You know, not picking on your brothers or sisters or fighting with them, even though none of you would ever fight with your brothers and sisters, right? Never. You know, doing things without being asked, going out of your way to do an unselfish act every day. So what you learn here when you come to Mass is Jesus loves you so much that he gives everything for you. So what you need to learn is, I have to love people so much that I'm going to put them in front of me. And boy, if you learn this while you're young, you're going to be great men and women. In fact, if you learn to give away your life every day for love of others, do you know what you'll become one day? A saint! Yes, you'll be a saint. And that will be the greatest thing, because how many kids are here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14? 14 of you. We'll have to put 14 statues of you guys. Won't that be exciting? It'll be the first communion class of 2019. They all became saints. And some of them, of course, are going to have longer hair than others. I'm just saying. But we'll have you all up there. We're going to have to build new altars just for all the saints that we're going to put here. Because that's what you want to be one day, a saint, right? Yes, don't sound too excited. You're going to love being saints. And again, so when you come to Mass, you ask this, Jesus always asks you the same thing. What does he ask you? Do you love me? And then you say to him, yes, Lord, I love you. And then what do we say, especially at Mass? I remember you. Yes. And then he says, now, if you love me, I want you to take care of others. Feed my sheep. And if you do that every day, you'll become a saint. And that's what you want, right? And that's what we all want. So you got to pray for your parents, your grandparents, your cousins, everybody in this church, that we all become saints one day, correct? That's what we want. So let's pray today as the beginning of something so beautiful that we prove to Jesus that we love him, remember him, we feed his sheep and become saints. You got it? You get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.